Do heart attacks only happen in adults?
Hindi, oh, 'di ba? May mga bata pa na ano, nagkaka-heart attack pa rin. Oh.
Pwede mag-heart attack sa children?
Oo, oh, pwede pa rin. Ano? Pwede but pa rin. Ang mechanism iba.
Welcome to TMC Talks. This is Medical City's podcast and today we'll be discussing about coronary artery disease and heart attack. I'm Dr. Victor Lazaro, and with me is Dr. Paulo Prado, the head of the AMI program of the Medical City. Hello, Dr. Prado.
Hello, Vic.
How are you?
I'm good. Okay. How are you?
Yeah. What basically is coronary artery disease?
Yeah, so good question. Coronary disease, or CAD, is a medical condition where the arteries, kasi remember, the heart is like a muscle, you know? So muscle, biceps muscle. It's a muscle, it needs oxygen, it needs urine. So the arteries that supply the heart muscle are called coronary arteries because they're like a corona, nakapulubot sa heart muscle. And within those arteries, blood is flowing into the muscle. No? So if you have coronary disease, the coronary arteries become narrowed by cholesterol deposits. So the blood has a hard time reaching the muscle. So, natatraffic siya. So, pagka hindi makarating yung blood dun sa muscle, nagugutom yung muscle. So, that's called ischemia. And when you have ischemia, it causes symptoms like chest pain or shortness of breath. Angina, ang tawag natin dun, di ba? Angina is when the patient complains of chest heaviness. Parang may elepante na nakaupo dun sa dibdib ng pasyente. And aside from that, the patient can experience cold sweats or shortness of breath. May nahapo, pinagpapawisan ng malamig, minsan nasusuka. No? And then, characteristically, no, the angina o yung symptom, nare-relieve siya with rest. So, pagka tumigil ka sa pag-akit ng hagdan, yun, gagaan yung dibdib. So, that's typical angina or yung sintomas ng may bara sa mga arteries na nagsusupply ng dugo sa heart muscle. So,
yeah, that's coronary artery disease. But what makes it different from heart attack?
A heart attack is a consequence of coronary disease. So you can have underlying coronary disease, tapos pagka na-push yung heart. For example, nagte-tennis yung pasyente. No? Hindi niya alam, meron siyang underlying coronary disease. So the heart rate becomes too fast, so the heart muscle needs more oxygen, ano? Kasi exercising nga siya, di ba? And then sometimes you get into a heart attack because the heart muscle becomes too starved of oxygen. Pag di sila na-supply ng oxygen, namamatay yung heart muscle cells. So when heart muscle cells die, that's called the heart attack. No? So when the cells die, they rupture, puputok sila, lumalabas yung laman ng cells. No? And one of the substances that they give out is what we call troponin. And in the ER, when the doctors get a blood test, it's called the troponin test. When they pick up the troponin test and the test is elevated, mataas yung troponin level, ibig sabihin may detected na heart muscle damage. So that's officially called myocardial infarction or MI. So in layman's terms, it's a heart attack. So recently we've had a personality who just recently died of a heart attack. It's important because we want the public to be aware of the early symptoms of heart attack or even angina. Why? Because treating coronary disease or heart attack is time sensitive. Kailangan madaliin yun. No? Number one, if you don't get to the hospital early, you will stand the chance of dying from the heart attack. Kasi 50% of all heart attack patients don't actually get to the emergency room. No? Hindi sila makarating dahil namamatay na sila kaagad, no? Sa labas pa lang. And then it's also important that you know where to go, you know, because heart attacks need special care. And the care that is needed is in such a way that lahat dapat ng expertise na andoon, tapos pag dating mo sa ER, ang galawan, mabilis, no, rapid response, you know, and a concerted effort to bring the patient to a special room called the cath lab where an emergency angioplasty can be done, and this is done to open up the blocked artery. So time sensitive yun. And in fact, we're only given 1 hour, so that's 60 minutes from patient presentation. Paglapag ng pasyente sa emergency room, pag na-ECG natin siya, nakita natin heart attack. No? So ito, kailangan talagang dalhin sa cath lab or kailangan gawa ng emergency angioplasty.
Kilala ko yan. Hmm. Yung sinasabi mo celebrity.
Oh.
Medyo bata-bata pa yun, di ba?
Oo nga, nasa 50s pa lang, di ba? So, kaya nga nakakatakot. So that's why early detection, early screening for those who are susceptible. Pag sinabi natin susceptible, o kamag-anak, nanay, tatay, namatay, heart attack, bata pa lang, 50, 60. Or may history ng angioplasty or bypass sa pamilya. These are special populations or special groups of patients that we need to be vigilant of. We need to screen them to look for risk factors like high cholesterol, LDL, di ba? Lagi natin sinasabi, lechon de leche, no? Para naalala ng pasyente, low density lipoprotein is a risk factor. An elevated LDL is a risk factor for coronary disease, no? Siya yung mga, yung ingredient ng mga cholesterol deposits dun sa mga ugat.
Actually, meron akong mga patients who ano, who came in, they feel good, they don't feel anything, pero they tell me that their father had a heart attack at 40 or 50, yung brother nila nagkaroon ng stroke at a very young age, and then when I take a look at their results, it's so high, your LDL is so high, so they have an increased chance of developing the same thing that happened right to their families.
Right, that's correct.
So that's very important, knowing your family profile, no? So, but yun nga, yung celebrity was about 50, 60, but this heart attack happens in younger patients, for example, 30s or 40s.
Yeah, nakakagulat nga, no? Nowadays, we're seeing more and more young people getting heart attacks, ano? And we're not quite sure why it is. No? Possibly because of lifestyle changes or lifestyle choices, unhealthy lifestyle choices. There are some non-modifiable risk factors like family history. So hindi naman kasalanan yung patient kung ang magulang niya ay nagkaroon ng coronary disease. No? But kung meron na ng may sakit sa pamilya, maigi na rin na ma-screen yung pasyente. Kasi hindi mo naman kailangan gayahin yung magulang mo kung nagka-coronary disease ka. So kapag nakita mo na yung ingredients sa'yo, you can opt to act on the information, live a healthier life compared to your parents. Pwede mo pang baguhin yung tadhana mo. Hindi ka naman kailangan mamatay katulad ng mga kamag-anak mo, di ba? You can take a statin. This is medicine to lower LDL so that you can lower the chance of you getting a heart attack. You can screen. Minsan pinapa-CT scan natin sila yung coronary CT angio. So it doesn't have to end in a formal coronary angiogram. We know that we do coronary angiograms left and right, but we perform these procedures selectively on patients who we think really need the procedure, yung mukhang meron talagang bara. Pero kung screening lang naman, pwede naman yung shoot ka lang dun sa CT scanner. It's not an invasive procedure. You just go into a scanner. We take pictures to see if there are cholesterol deposits already developing in the coronary arteries. Kung may makita, we just need to be more aggressive in controlling the risk factors. We target a lower LDL. We advise the patient to stop smoking and control diabetes kung mayroon ganun.
May nakakalimutan ka.
Ano yan?
Kasi echocardiographer ako. So, di ba?
Yes, you forgot. So, stress testing naman, yung sinasabi stress natin. Testing. No? So, sometimes kasi si patient, lalo na, minsan di ba nakakita tayo, walang symptoms, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So, we have to provoke the symptoms. So, kunyari, tamad-tamad lang, sedentary lifestyle, we want to screen for coronary disease. So, that's where, yun nga, yung mga tests na sinasabi mo, yung stress testing, you know?
But, stress echo.
Oh, stress echo, right. So, mm-hmm. Baka you wanna describe it? Yeah.
Yeah. The stress echo is where you run the treadmill and do the 2D echo, and then we can determine qualitatively if the patient has coronary artery disease or not.
Correct. So, yeah. Going back to the example I gave earlier, na yung patient na umakyat sa hagdan. So, in stress echocardiography, we ask the patient to run, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So, bibilis yung heart rate. Makita, mm-hmm. nga, makita mo yung Dick, di ba? Yung pagkain na echo mo, na yung galaw, yeah, ng heart muscle, makikita
Hihina.
Mo. And then, kung meron nga siyang bara, no? So, pagpagod na pagod siya, lalabas yung problem,
yes,
din. So, it's called the wall motion abnormality. Ibig sabihin, nagugutong na yung heart muscle at malamang-lamang meron siyang baradong ugat na makikita sa coronary angiography. And when we see that in the cath lab, in the coronary angiogram, we can go ahead and widen the artery in a procedure called an angioplasty.
So I have a lot of patients who say that my ECG is normal, my 2D echo is normal, but he or she has some chest pains. So when you come across a patient like that, you have to undergo some more tests just to make sure, because the ECG and the 2D echo alone can be masked. So you have to put it out. You have to stress the heart in able to see if there's any problems in the coronaries.
Yeah, you're right, no? And yun nga, the trick here in what we call primary prevention, ano? Siyempre, ang goal natin is huwag ma-heart attack yung pasyente natin. Kaya nga, hinahanapan na siya ng ingredients or risk factors, and we try our best to control those risk factors so that they don't end up getting the heart attack in the first place.
Hmm.
So, if there is a suspicious symptom, for example, nag-complain siya ng chest pain or hingal, di ba? Kailangan natin imbestigahan yun. Kasi, number one, we have to differentiate whether this kind of symptom is coronary or cardiac or hindi. Kasi marami naman tayo na pipick up sa clinic, di ba? Yung weird na chest pain, yung doc, kapag away ako sa girlfriend ko, biglang bumigat yung dibdib ko, hindi ko alam kung puso na ba ito o hindi. So, these are the patients who may require additional testing, and one of the tests that you suggested nga is the stress echo. So this identifies patients who truly have a heart kind of pain, or baka sometimes anxiety lang or stress related. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's important in screening to make sure whether we are getting the patients who can turn bad in the future if untreated, no? So, and also gives the patient a confidence, wala pala ito, kailangan ko lang makipagbati sa girlfriend ko or something like that, di ba? Para mawala yung inararamdaman niyang chest pain, no? So it's important that the patient comes to the expert so that the expert prescribes the correct method of testing. We also take a look at the risk factors, kung malamang-lamang yung patient merong bara or wala.
When you said bala, risk factors, are the risk factors?
Risk factors. So risk factors, ingredients for coronary disease. So typically they're diabetic, they have chronic kidney disease, family history of coronary disease, or those patients are still smoking and have a history of high cholesterol. So these are called risk factors. And when you have risk factors, then the chances of you getting coronary disease is higher compared to the average person or the normal population.
So marami dyan mga patients who said, "Doc, sumasakit yung dibdib ko dahil kasi nakipag-away ako, wala po ito."
Oo, huwag natin malitin yan. Pero alam mo, meron akong pasyente na angioplasty kasi na-trigger yung heart attack niya, nakipag-away siya sa misis niya.
Na-trigger yung heart attack, yeah. So yun
the stress of the fight caused spontaneous heart attack. So that is a possibility.
So marami rin nagtatanong sa akin, Doc, GERD. I have GERD. Is it, would you consider it GERD, or how would you know if it's GERD or coronary artery disease?
So good question, GERD, ano? Masakit sa tiyan dito sa may sikmura. Sometimes kasi GERD symptoms mimic angina.
Yeah,
so
true.
Ang tawag natin dyan, atypical angina or mimic ng angina. So ang best strategy dyan is i-rule out muna natin cardiac cause ng symptom before we label it GI. So it's best to have them tested first, like a stress test or a CT. And then pagka negative, then saka na lang i-label yung pain as non-cardiac.
So kailan sila pupunta sa hospital? Sa emergency room, when will they go and when will they?
Importante, go seek expert medical care. So pinakamalapit na emergency room, para at least may vital signs check or at least an ECG, which is the most important initial test that has to be done in a patient with chest pain. Kasi we have to evaluate whether the patient is suffering from a heart attack, no? And also, we're looking for a special kind of heart attack. It's called STEMI or ST, elevation myocardial infarction. So dito, yung 100% barado na talaga yung agat, lalabas yon sa ECG, abnormal pattern on the ECG. We call STEMI. And this is time sensitive. Diba? Sabi ko nga, pagka STEMI ang ECG, we have to open up the artery within 60 minutes. Kasi the longer we wait, then nakabara na yung ugat, hindi na nakakaagos yung dugo dun sa heart muscle, mamamatay yung heart muscle, di ba? And time is muscle, di ba? Yun lagi natin sinasabi. The longer we wait, the more heart muscle damage occurs. Pagka nagyari yun, ihina lalo yung heart, di ba? Mamamatay yung heart muscle.
Kung maswerte ka, na-survive mo yung heart attack, magiging peklat naman yung sugat mo sa heart, heart failure naman ang kasunod nun. So the patient comes back, repeated hospitalizations for hingal, nahihingal siya kasi mahina na bumomba yung heart niya, heart failure. As a consequence of untreated heart attack. No? So very important for the patient to go to the ER as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm. For me, you should prevent heart disease para hindi na sila magkaroon ng heart attack. So, for example, hypertension, keep your blood pressure normal. Monitor your blood pressure. Always have yourself checked up at regular intervals for your sugar, your cholesterol. Make sure they're always normal. Diet, very important is diet. Exercise is important. Sleep is important. Stress management is important, okay? And smoking, alcohol. So those are the important things that we should consider so that the people won't have any coronary artery disease or heart attack. So if you do those things, most probably you won't be having a heart attack in the next few years.
We always tell our patients that yung katawan natin parang kotse lang yan, uh-huh. Diba? So every now and then you bring the car to the casa for maintenance checks. You need to check every now and then if all the parts are working properly. So that also includes heart function. So kung merong kang ginagawa na nakakasama sa heart function, you better quit it, like smoking, no? Excessive alcohol intake, and tama ka, you put in the body what the body needs, no? Yung tamang pagkain, huwag maalat kasi tataas lalo yung blood pressure mo. Tapos kung lagi kang red fatty meats, de yung LDL mo, yung lechon de leche, masyadong tataas. So yun ang makakabara sa mga ugat mo. Mm-hmm. And then also control of sugar, diabetes, and other risk factors like blood pressure, like you said, no?
So those are the risk factors, the symptoms, and how do you go on treating heart attack or coronary artery disease?
Yeah, so like I said, pagka yung coronary disease minsan talaga mayroon tinatawag na stable, meaning na de-detect natin siya pagka pumapasok si patient sa clinic. And then there is what we call acute presentation. Pag sinabi acute, yung bigla na lang, heart attack, no? So yun nga, when the patient has an acute event or heart attack, importante that the patient will go to the ER as soon as possible. Kasi yun nga, ibubuksan natin yung nagbarang ugat in the quickest possible time, which is under 60 minutes. So when we're successful in that, no, the patient has to go through other forms of treatment like giving the right kinds of medicines like blood thinners, diba, we usually give to. And cholesterol medicine, that's the statin na tinatawag, yung statin, no? Para bumaba yung LDL, para hindi na maulit yung heart attack. And then after the heart attack event, the patient usually goes into what we call cardiac rehabilitation, no? So parang bagong retoking makina, de kailangan mo i-break in, di ba? So mini-enroll natin siya sa parang exercise program. We try to have the heart perform simple tasks like calisthenics muna, bedside, and then later on, climbing up a flight of stairs under monitoring by healthcare professionals to see whether the heart can now start to regain previous function. Ano? So all of these treatment modalities have been packaged in the hospital's heart attack program or the acute myocardial infarction clinical care program. So sa Medical City, may programa na to. We make sure that the patient will receive yung recommended treatment. I don't know. So these are based on studies or trials that have been conducted beforehand, you know, that gave us evidence. Pag sinabing evidence, yung talagang siguradong gagana para sa pasyente. Ito talagang tinesting na from thousands and thousands of patients, and it was determined to be beneficial for the patient. So this includes prompt revascularization or emergency angioplasty, mabilisan. Tapos, yung medical services, yung mga gamot na binibigay at yung rehabilitation na tatanggapin ng pasyente after a heart attack, as well as follow-up. So, we make sure that the patient takes the medicines and follows up with the doctor, etc., etc. Because of how we do things, we've reduced the mortality from heart attack to about ang survival natin is 99% eh. No? So ang mortality natin per year is just about 5-7%, which is at par with other countries abroad, no, international standard. So masasabi mo na mababang-mababa ang chance mamatay from heart attack pag dinala mo siya sa medical city because nakaabang na yung programa. Ibig sabihin, pagdating mo doon, gagana na yung sure ball na isasalba ka from heart attack.
Question, do heart attacks only happen in adults?
Hindi, oh, di ba? Hindi. May mga bata pa na ano, yeah, nagkaka-heart attack pa rin. Oh.
Pwede ba mag-heart attack sa children?
Oh, pwede pa rin. Ano?
Pwede
but
pa rin.
Ang mechanism iba.
Uh-huh.
Di ba?
Yeah.
So, hindi naman porket bata, eh, hindi mga heart attack kasi may puso pa rin sila.
So, the heart can still get damaged even if you're a child. But the mechanism is not atherosclerosis. Hindi katulad yung nakikita natin may barang cholesterol sa mga ugat sa heart, no? So sometimes they get into a viral infection, it causes myocarditis.
Or congenitals.
Congenital
coronaries.
Yes. Oh.
So yung symptoms ng heart attack, hindi pare-pareho, no?
Pwede hindi.
Paiba-iba.
So sometimes
pagka sinabi masakit yung chan, baka walang heart attack, but not really true.
Oh, so sometimes we need really to be vigilant and we don't want to negate symptoms that may be a heart attack symptoms. Kaya nga sabi natin sa ER, di ba? Basta may nararamdaman from the puso din up, ECG mo, baka ma-pick up nila na heart attack pala yun.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, sometimes jaw pain can present. The patient can have a heart attack presenting with jaw pain, pangalang masakit. Minsan sa tsikmura lang, tapos heart attack na pala. Minsan hingal lang, no? After naglaba, naghingal. Baka heart attack na pala yan. So it's best that the patient will get evaluated if you have those kinds of symptoms.
How about exercising? If you have coronary artery disease, is it safe to exercise?
If you have untreated obstructive coronary disease, so pag sinabing untreated na diagnosed na, hindi pa naaayos, I don't think it will be safe to do exercise because when you exercise, bumibilis diba yung heart rate. So when the heart rate speeds up, the heart muscle will need more oxygen. Kung hindi naman yan madidiligan ng coronary arteries kasi may bara, may ischemia siya or magche-chest pain siya and it can lead to another heart attack. So I think it's best to have the arteries fixed first before you recommend routine exercise.
For example, a patient doesn't want to have angioplasty or stenting. Can you prescribe exercise from cardiac rehab?
Yeah, so that's correct. No, we have a program. It's called cardiac rehab. We can determine exercise capacity. So what we do there is we have the patient run or walk fast on the treadmill, di ba? While the patient is hooked to an ECG monitor and blood pressure monitoring. So we want to see how far the patient can walk, di ba? Without having angina or chest pain, you know? And then kung di naman naga-unstable yung ECG niya habang naglalakad siya. So that's the ideal way of giving an exercise prescription. But if the patient wants to do a marathon, medyo malabo yun. Baka he might die during the marathon. So yun nga, may mga ganun patients ano yeah. Nagtatanong eh, di ba?
Oh, may mga nagtatanong eh. May sakit ka sa puso. For example, sa stress echo, hindi natin alam kung ilan percent. Tapos they usually nagbabike sila on regular intervals and they want to continue on biking but they don't want to have angioplasty or bypass. Gusto nila mag-exercise. So maybe one thing we can suggest is to enroll in cardiac rehab so that cardiac rehab can prescribe which exercise is safe for them.
That's correct.
No? So yun yung tama, no? Ang daming sasabing pasyente, ay ayoko dahil kasi nakakatakot. Baka they have experienced na something worse happening. They may experience like that. So what do they expect in patients undergoing angioplasty and bypass?
Perhaps I can just talk more on the angioplasty part. Yeah, but
yung angioplasty kasi hindi na siya katulad noon na ma-admit ka pa na may mga rami pang test and then pagkagawa ng angioplasty meron pang recovery period, di ba?
So when we were younger, that was how the procedure was being conducted, ano? But over the course of a few years, nag-improve na kasi yung technique. Ngayon na-develop na natin at na-popularize na natin yung tinatawag na radial access, which is a needle stick na lang dito sa may pulso, no? And because of that technique, we're able to perform angioplasties as an outpatient procedure. Nung hindi ka na ma-admit, pupunta ka lang sa lab. A typical workflow for an outpatient angioplasty would be the patient comes to the cath lab at around 7 o'clock, ma-angioplasty siya ng alas 6, uwi siya ng mga 3 or 4 p.m. the same day. So within that time period, he's just sitting on a lazy boy, nanonood ng TV, pwedeng kumain, pwedeng mag-CR. Nag-iba na ang technique, mas patient-friendly kasi mas safe na rin. Dahil lang chance naman of something bad happening or complication from a procedure is less than 1%. We've had a study done on those outpatient angioplasties within Medical City and frankly, zero events. Walang namamatay, walang nagkukomplikasyon. The patient just goes to the clinic the next day para makamusta natin, kamusta yung tusok namin sa wrist mo, kamusta yung gamot, natotolerate mo ba? O may naramdaman ka na ba improvement? So sinasabi na, oh, nakakit na ako na second floor, wala na akong nararamdaman chest pain as early as the next day.
Yun nga eh. So with regards to that, follow-up, what do the patients expect? Before angioplasty, they feel this. What do they expect after angioplasty?
Yun. So the main benefit or kaya nga natin ginagawa yung procedure is to relieve the patient of the symptom of CAD, which is what we call angina or chest pain, di ba? So before the procedure, ipe-prepare siya. So, lalagyan ng IV. Tapos, syempre, meron tayong sedation. So, bibigyan natin siya ng gamot para kalmado lang sila. Yun, gising. No? Hindi naman general anesthesia. No? And then, after the procedure, awake sila, nakakaupo, nagising. No? Hindi naman ito may recovery period pa. So, yun ang ma-expect ni patient, no, sa procedure.
So, halimbawa, nag-chest pain siya. No? Tapos, is it assured that mawawala yung chest pain after?
Yes, so yun ang goal natin, ano, symptom relief. Sometimes the patient reports better exercise capacity. So, Dok, dati di ako makatakbo ng 500 meters. Ngayon, kaya ko na isang kilometro. So, functional improvement. So, dati nakapaglaba, pero mag-chest pain. Ngayon, isang araw na naglalaban.
So yun nga, yung sinabi mo kasi, di ba, wala masyadong nararamdaman, yeah. Tapos may bara, so bakit niya kailangan magpa-angioplasty? But, di ba, yung chances of heart attack will lessen, di ba? So that's the benefit, na kahit walang nararamdaman, basta ma-angioplasty, mas hindi siya ma-heart
attack. Basta merong objective evidence of ischemia, either abnormal na stress test or by some other testing, nakita mo may bara, yun ang benefit natin, ano.
Do you experience patients, for example, who had angioplasty or bypass somewhere else, they come to you, they are not taking medications anymore because they tell you that, I don't feel anything. What's your advice?
Well, when you have coronary disease, diba sabi natin, di naman nakikure yan eh. Diba? Yeah. When you have coronary disease, you can't cure it. So, the only thing that we can do is if there are narrowings in the artery, we open up the arteries to using angioplasty or we make flyovers, di ba? Yung bypass, di ba? But as long as the patient is living or eating cholesterol, di ba? We cannot cure coronary disease. But we can prevent recurrence para hindi na siya tubuan ulit ng bagong bara. So yun nga, babalik tayo dun sa risk factor modification, which is lowering LDL, controlling blood pressure and sugar, para mawala na yung initial ingredients niya. Di ba? Kung bakit siya na-bypass angioplasty na MI. So, hindi porket walang nararamdaman, cured na siya. Baka wala lang palang siya nararamdaman na masikip na bara.
So yun, basta pagka na angioplasty at bypass, hindi pwede itigil yung gamot.
Hindi. No.
Hindi talaga.
Oh, lifelong.
Yes, it's lifelong.
Diba LLL nga, diba?
Ano ba yung LLL?
Lifetime low LDL.
Ayun.
Yan ang goal natin, diba? Kasi pagka pinabayan natin mataas, babalik yung pasyente, may bagong bara na naman eh.
Yan nga eh.
So redo angioplasty, redo bypass. So
e magkano ba angioplasty and bypass ngayon?
Mahal.
Di ba? So, mas mura pa na uminom ng gamot.
Definitely. Basta mababa mo yung lechon de leche.
So, ang cost of heart care ngayon is so expensive. that it would be prudent or better to prevent it from happening again. And that means control your blood pressure, control your cholesterol, blood sugar, stress, control your stress.
Live food, an active lifestyle.
Exercise, be happy, drink your medications, and check with your doctor at regular intervals.
Tama.
Thank you so much, Dr. Prado, for sharing
your
expertise with us today.
Happy to be here.
Okay, so I hope the audience has learned a lot. Remember, heart disease is the number one killer in the world. And you should be aware of their symptoms. And if you feel any of these symptoms, immediately go to your doctor, to the hospital.
Thank you for joining us in TMC Talks. I'm Dr. Victor Lazaro.
And I'm Paolo Prado.
We'll see you next time
in TMC Talks. Bye.